This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra.
He was elected Eastern Region Vice President of the International
Teamsters Rally.
Brother O'Brien
in Fort Worth, Texas, along with hundreds of other people. I rode over here with somebody from the post office, somebody from the airport, transport workers union. Mostly Teamsters.
Sean Jr. and Joseph. Let's hear it for our General President.
This is the General President of the Teamsters, International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
Are we ready to fight?
Yeah!
I can't pick a better place to be today to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah!
As a result of this, I will not be drinking a beer today.
Yeah!
Now listen, we have a great opportunity here. We have a great opportunity. We have the ability, once again, to take on corporate America.
Yes!
And thankfully, we have the support of the rank and file members nationwide to make certain we hold this white collar crime syndicate known as Molson Coors accountable and make certain they understand that they picked a fight with the wrong union.
Yeah.
Now, I want to thank you personally. I want to thank your families for having the courage and conviction to take on this schoolyard bully. A schoolyard bully who doesn't respect the labor you provided them day in and day out. When Fred and I, who by the way, our greatest General Secretary Treasurer, when Fred and I started looking at the history of what's been going on in this facility, the give backs that you've all sacrificed, the shit contracts that you've had to work under. We made a determination several weeks ago before you went on strike while we were dealing with that other brewery who actually did the right thing at the end of the day by their employees, even though we had to put them in a headlock so they understood it. But we looked at where you were vulnerable. We look at our opponents. And we know where Molson Coors is vulnerable because we're going to have a nationwide boycott until they come to their senses.
Right on.
We're going to make certain that we hit every ounce of their vulnerabilities. Now, I grew up in Boston, and there was always conflict somewhere. You had conflict at the dinner table. You had conflict in your neighborhood. And you always look to your opponent, and you want to find where they're most vulnerable. And where they're most vulnerable is by us withholding our labor. By you standing strong, making certain that the public and the politicians have to spread the word and put the pressure on this company to do the right thing by the people that make them a success day in and day out. So when we were looking at our opponents' vulnerabilities, Molson Coors, we looked at where we were vulnerable. We looked at where we could be infiltrated, where we could be hurt. And I know, because I'm a fourth generation Teamster, I've had the beauty of having the Teamsters Union by my side through the good and the bad, learned about what it is to be a Teamster at that dinner table. And I can say one thing, and I'm gonna make certain this never happens, that the Teamsters Union never wavered on their commitment to doing the right thing by working people. And I'm a true testament, and I can testify to that day in and day out. But where are we most vulnerable? Most of us live week to week, paycheck to paycheck. And we have, luckily, we have a great General Secretary Treasurer who gets to manage a $300 million plus strike and defense benefit, okay? And that strike and defense benefit is important. That's why we made the decision to increase that to $1,000 per week so that no family is left behind and the vulnerability of being financially secure is not an issue moving forward, and that benefit will continue until we win this fight.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is partner up with the politicians, partner up with the general public, partner up with everybody in the community to spread the word on how greedy of an employer this company is. This company is no different than those white-collar crime syndicates on Wall Street. This company is more concerned. And where is the what's that guy's name, Gavin Hattersley? You know, a guy who has never worked in the industry a person who has never done your job, never produced an ounce of beer, but yet he gets awards above and beyond his salary of $5 million. It's about time that we get rewarded for our hard work, that we are recognized, that we are the reason why this company is successful. And we've got to make sure this greedy CEO understands that we are here one day longer, one day stronger. Now, unfortunately for this company, they don't realize the support that you have. Fred mentioned, we've been doing this since day one. We took over and in a few days we'll be in office, thankfully because of you, for 2 years. Every single employer that has tried to take us on has failed miserably. And they didn't fail miserably because of Fred and I and the General Executive Board. They failed miserably because of support, the courage, the conviction of our 1.3 million members nationwide who are not afraid to take on their fight. We may not have the money that this corporation has, but we got one thing that they don't have. We have heart. We got courage, conviction, intestinal fortitude to fight this company, and we will win. We have done it when they said we couldn't beat UPS. $30 billion contract. They said we couldn't do it. We fought DHL. Record contract. They said we couldn't win against Anheuser-Busch. Well, we put Anheuser-Busch on notice by practice picketing. We put Anheuser-Busch on notice by leveraging our political connections nationwide. And you know what? At the end of the day, they rewarded the most important people in their operation, and that is our 5,000 rank and file members, where we got guaranteed record wage increases, increase in pensions, zero contributions to healthcare, but more importantly, we regained the dignity and respect that was given away years upon years ago. This is our time, brothers and sisters. This is our time. MillerCoors should reward Main Street. Forget about Wall Street. Wall Street does not care about you. We will not be a victim to a bottom line of a balance sheet. We are the balance sheet. We are the ones who make this country move. And if we need to, we'll keep them shut down until they come to their senses. Now, you know, fights are good. Fights are always good. We might get scarred up a little bit. We might get beat up. This isn't a birth defect. I earned this. But the reality of it, anytime you're in a conflict, you got to remember one thing. There's going to be short-term pain for long-term gain. And that long-term gain is to make certain that we provide a future for this next generation of workers that come in here. I see a lot of people with their children here, and I love it. Brings back great memories where we had to celebrate birthdays and holidays on picket lines because of greedy corporations. And I'll tell you one thing, you are gonna look back and be so proud of your mom and dad. It's gonna be great, and this is gonna give you the ability to always stand up for yourselves and never let anybody intimidate us. Now moving forward, I know there was some confusion when this thing started. And look, strikes are always a last resort, but they're necessary. This strike is gonna be won by sacrifice. Sacrifice from your families. Sacrifice 7 days per week, 24 hours per day, walking that line, making certain that we don't let scabs cross our picket line. And I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off right now because you know why? Teamsters nationwide support everybody's picket line, whether we have language or we don't have language. There's been many times many of our brothers and sisters that didn't have picket line protection were in fear for their life, and they chose not to go across the picket line. Well, that should be true with all the brothers and sisters in the various trades that didn't have the courage and conviction that crossed our line. We gotta make certain they understand that they will not be welcomed, because you know what? We are gonna go back in. This is our house. We are going back in. We are the landlord. And we made sure anybody that didn't support what we did should be treated accordingly. But more importantly, when we get those cowards, the management, back to the table, we're gonna make certain that there are no cracks in our armor. We had one person from what I hear across that picket line. Good luck to you, because you know what? You can look yourself in the mirror. You're the lowest form called a scab. And when you tell your family's legacy, or you tell your legacy on what you did for a living, I hope and pray that he tells his family he was a scab, didn't support his brothers and sisters, and compromised, took the path of least resistance. And that should hold true to anybody that crosses a picket line. Now, I got a message for Molson Coors. I got a message for anybody that doesn't support our strike. I got a message for anybody that wants to take on the greatest organization, 1.3 million strong nationwide. That when you fight with the Teamsters, put your helmets on, buckle your chin straps, it's a full contact sport. Thank you.
All right, let's hear it for the General President. Absolutely, General Secretary Treasurer. They're gonna get it done. They're gonna get it done. I wanna thank everybody for coming today. It's the unity and the solidarity and the support that we have that's gonna get this over the finish line.
Yeah!
Molson Coors needs to know, you don't mess with Teamsters, you don't mess with the Texas Teamsters. Let's go get them. Thank you. Be safe.
Well, there is the bakers and confectioners workers. I think they've been supporting this strike all along. They have Mrs. Baird's Bakery right next to the Miller Brewery. And I think that the bakers and confectioners workers were the first up here to help them. Isn't it true that the bakers and confectioners workers were the first ones to come up and help them, the Teamsters on their line?
Yeah.
That's what the Teamsters told me. That they were very happy to have you guys. All right. I'm the president of the Dallas AFL-CIO.
Yes, sir.
And we're so proud to have you. Have you as a member?
Yes. You know your place. You're here.
Nobody wants to go home. Everybody wants to sing or chant or something. This is so cool. They're playing some music or something. I don't know whether to dance or just walk out. Did you come up from Austin?
No, from here.
You're from here, from Arlington, UTA. That's right. Well, I understand that there's some young people from Austin that did come.
Yeah.
That's great. I was very pleased to see that there were a lot of people here who were not Teamsters.
Yeah.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra.